My name is Gloria Marshman. I'm a senior at Carlow University. I went on the Civil Rights Movement tour in the summer of 2012. One of my favorite parts of the tour is talking to Juanita Abernathy. She just gave you that urge to want to do the same thing that they did back then. She just made me want to go into the community and organize. When we went across the Edmund Pettus Bridge, me and this other guy, we led the march and we started singing, and it was just like so empowering and gave you that sense of solidarity. We went to Albany, Georgia, and we marched around the church with Rutha Harris. Rutha Harris was one of the original freedom singers, so she played a significant role in the civil rights movement. Rutha Harris's voice was very powerful. It was amazing. It was like nothing that I ever heard. It was like one of those back in the day church singers, you know, like she really like gets to the core. Music just has the power to move people, and just hearing her voice and hearing her, how passionate she is, she really experienced this stuff. She uses her voice to advocate. Another thing that I learned was there was a lot of people that played prominent roles in the civil rights movement. It wasn't just like Dr. Martin Luther King. It was like foot soldiers that lost their lives also, and like the woman in the movement, like they really supported. It was like a real team, and they cherished their community and they cherished each other. And I think that that's what we need today. We need to come together and love each other. Going to Selma and talking to Joanne Bland about Bloody Sunday and hearing the harshness and actually hearing a firsthand experience, just hearing her truth about it. And then you hear people saying that they're not going to vote. It does something to me. It like touches me in a different way. And it's like these people fought for us to have the right to vote. I just feel like everyone should vote. It wasn't easy to accomplish a lot of the things that they did accomplish.